They say laughter's the best medicine. Well, consider this your booster shot. You are now listening to the three funniest guys I know.
Okay. Welcome, everybody. We're back for episode 6, and I'm happy to announce that we have our fourth back. Keith is back in the flesh. He is not charred or anything. He's fresh off the fire in California. Keith, how are things?
Things are good. Good to be home. I haven't seen my family in 2 weeks, but here I am. So, wonderful.
Well, I'm excited to have my favorite person from Wisconsin back on the show.
Oh, okay.
Welcome back, Keith. Great.
Hey,
so I have a question. When Keith was out, Tim's wife Lindsay filled in, and she was obviously about 10 times better than Keith, or Tim, excuse me. So I'm wondering if we could just bump Tim from the show, keep Lindsay. Does that work?
Tim is speechless.
Well, I think it was more towards the two of you. I don't think I'm going to reserve my fifth.
I'm going to yield my minutes here.
Nothing
I do
like,
think we should rotate in a wife occasionally just to keep it real.
Yeah, we did it. We did it.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't keep doing it.
Somebody else's wife. I wasn't thinking about mine.
Especially.
That would be a disaster.
Okay, so Tim, you got anything new since the last podcast you want to intro yourself with?
I'm going to tell you how much, because my wife did join. I'm just going to tell you how much I love my wife. This is a text exchange from us.
Okay? Oh, jeez.
She was at work, and I started off by saying, "My bitch, love you." She says, "I love you. My neck just seized up, so now I can barely turn my head." And I said, "What? That is not a good sign. Good news for me, though. Easier for me to sneak up and smack my dick against your cheek. Boom. Dick in your face. Deal with it. Accept it. Shit. Enjoy it." Her response? "I love you so much." What a beautiful woman.
Keith snapping. Oh, that's great. That's a great intro to the show. Mike, you got anything you want to get off your chest before we jump into segments?
Nothing that compares to that.
Right? You can't talk after that. So let's just jump into it. This is going to be this or that next.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch a piggy by the toe. Iffy, I'll just make up your mind, this or that.
Right on. So this is the segment where I throw out questions and you got to pick one of the two. I'll start by going around the room. We're going to give Keith first shot since he's been out for a while. We're going to go, Keith, would you rather have 3 minutes in the ring with Mike Tyson or ride a pro rodeo bull?
My understanding it was Mike Tyson right now.
Yes, it's current Mike Tyson.
He's been training a little bit.
Yep, he's looking good for his age.
I'm going to go with Tyson because someone can throw in the towel. If you've ever seen someone get mauled by a bull, which I have at a Portuguese bullfight in Gustine, California, by the way, it's not pretty, man. I'll take the Peter McNeely route out, where you take two punches and the ring's like, "Get him out of this. We get our $200,000 purse." That's an easy question, actually.
Okay, you're going away from the bull, Mike. What do you got?
Oh yeah.
Going into this, I was gonna say the bull, but Keith talked me out of it. So I figure it's just a glancing blow. You could just play dead if you're in the ring with Mike Tyson. Whereas, if you get bucked off the bull, there's a chance he might land right on you. So I'll take the fight as well.
Tim?
Shit. I fucked Tyson up.
Okay.
I know the cheat code. Wink, wink. Duck, duck, duck.
That's right.
Wow.
Okay.
The moment we got in the ring and they hit that bell, I'd just be like, "Mike, 2 plus 2. And he'd be so confused. And that's when I would sucker punch him.
Is it 5?
That was pretty good.
Okay, wait. So, I'll throw a wrinkle in here because I'd probably go Tyson too. Because, like, Tyson, he could probably kill you with a punch back in when he was 22, but nowadays, not so much. But a bull literally could kill you. But what if it were Tyson in his prime? What if we're talking like 22-year-old Tyson? Does that change anything?
I guess riding a bull, you don't have to face your challenger. Man, that guy was terrifying.
Right?
I still watch those highlights occasionally.
His initial knockouts, man, you're like, he literally could kill someone. Tim, yeah, does that change anything for you?
No, what's the question, though? Like, just one round with Tyson?
Or yeah, what? yeah, 3 minutes in the ring.
Oh, easy. I would still take that. I would just run around in a circle.
You don't think he's faster than you? I think he can.
He knows how to. You don't think his footwork's good enough to get you in a corner?
No.
Oh, man.
I would run around.
Not mine. Maybe yours. Just moonwalk out of there.
Mike,
it's 1988, bro.
Mike, we're going 22-year-old Tyson. You still in for the bull ride or Tyson?
No, I'll be the guy on the video where he throws a punch and misses by about 2 feet, and I just fall to the ground and play dead.
You knock yourself out.
Yep.
I like it. That's actually a really good tactic, so I'm in for it. All right, next question. Would you rather lose the ability to taste food or be unable to feel the effects of alcohol for the rest of your life?
I would take the alcohol because there's other methods to get my buzz on. And I feel like alcohol is just a starting point to lead my way to heroin.
You're going straight to the needle. You're like, if I can't have alcohol, I'm just going to go straight to hard drugs?
Yeah, if you can't taste food, is life really worth living?
See, I thought about this differently. I thought about this totally differently. I would definitely go for the food, and here's why. I think if I can't taste food, then I'm just going to eat for sustenance, which is all good, right? You're just going to eat your normal calories. You're probably going to be in really great shape, and then you can still go party with your friends. That's kind of how I took it.
Well, you wouldn't be able to taste what you're drinking, right?
No, but you'd feel the effects, right? So you could go out and have a good time with your buddies.
There's other ways to get high, man.
I definitely wouldn't be doing. I wouldn't substitute the needle for beer. Tim, what about you?
Well, let's just be honest. I mean, if none of us could feel the effects of alcohol, we would not have a podcast. So, I guess
true statement. True statement. A lot of bottles being popped in this thing. Okay, Keith.
Yeah. I mean. I really do enjoy the effects of alcohol, but I'm on the fence on this one. Mike really kind of convinced me, like, you know what? Some things I might need to go explore, I guess.
If I couldn't tell the difference between Havarti and another type of cheese, I'm trying to come up with another type of cheese. What was the one?
Munster.
Munster, there it is. That's the one
I love,
right?
Munster cheese.
There it is.
Munster cheese.
Yeah.
No, alcohol's it's fun, but it's definitely challenging to navigate through some nights. let's just go with I won't feel the effects of alcohol and save me a lot of trouble.
Okay, got it.
I'd like to throw in that you would never have a hangover again if you didn't feel the effects of alcohol.
Yeah, and you wouldn't have the night that preceded it either.
Sometimes you hang out with your buddy in Vegas and he makes you drink 48 drinks.
Yeah, buddy.
And you have to miss your flight the next day because of it.
That's what happens when you play Pai-Gow. Okay.
Well, one of us played Pai-Gow for 18 hours
straight. I did. Mike, I opened.
Did you miss your flight, Mike?
Well,
I didn't miss it as
much. It was 7 p.m. How'd you miss your
flight? It was a choice. It was a choice, Tim.
It was a 7 p.m. flight.
Yeah, it was actually 6:45, 18:45, 6:45 p.m.
International Airport,
which was exactly 15 minutes away from the hotel.
Well, we all know where that airport is.
after we Uber eated Taco Bell at 5 a.m. in the morning.
Oh, yeah, we did.
God,
yeah,
I woke up at 8 a.m. in the morning to go watch football. There was no way I was getting on a plane that.
Yeah, because we weren't going to miss out on the chance to throw those parlays in.
Did you win?
No.
How many game parlay were you doing?
Six. I was going for the big one.
$5 though?
No, it was a $20.
$100. Six game
parlay. No, it was a $20. I was going for the $1,000 win.
Yeah.
Out of the six teams, how many did you hit?
I didn't even look. After I got two and then lost one and then threw the ticket away. So. But I opened and closed a Pai-Gow table, a $15 hand Pai-Gow table with $60. So I'm just saying.
Walked up at the greatest game ever, man.
Walked up at what time was it, Mike, that it opened? Probably 8:30 or ish, 8:30 or so.
Yeah, I'd guess about 8:30.
8:30, and I left at 4.
Yep, 4 a.m.
Yep, $60, $15 a hand. Left with the
we
same.
Drank about $700.
Oh my gosh!
Alcohol.
At least.
Didn't at get least. Cut off?
Yeah, the only thing I walked away with, I bet, so I had $30, and she said, this is the last hand, and I put all 30 in, and I said, how hilarious would it be if I walked away with $60 that I walked in with? I ended up losing the hand, but I walked away with exactly one JFK half dollar, and that's in my wallet, and I'll keep it forever. So.
Wow.
I was pretty happy with it.
Hey, what a wild night, guys, in Vegas.
Yeah, it would have been fun to have all four, you know?
We got up to some crazy stuff. Lindsay and I went to the Home Depot. We got a mulcher. Off too.
Sure, man.
We got ripped, and we just wanted to see what we could mulch in the house. It was pretty epic.
What was the biggest thing you could mulch? Toilet paper?
Inappropriate. Inappropriate.
Oh, okay. We're going to go that way.
Unmentionables.
Nice. All right, next question. Would you rather be the richest person on earth for 1 year than go back to making the salary that you make now for the rest of your life, or make 2 times your current salary for the rest of your life? Mike, I think I know your answer. We're going to start with you.
I'm going to say double me up right now. I don't need to live that high for a year. I'd rather be a little more comfortable for the duration.
Dude, I really thought you were going to go the other way with all your talk in the last few podcasts about, like, fur coats and stuff.
Well, I'm going for the long run.
Wow.
And I think if I made double what I make now, I could be pretty comfortable.
If you made double what you make now, would you step out of Fila's?
No, hell no. Fila's for life.
Still
son.
Rock the high top Fila's, 2 for $40 bucks at Cavender's or whatever the name of that place. Copeland's Sporting Goods, wasn't it?
Copeland's Sporting Goods, yep.
There it is.
They've got the best cobbler in town. He'll retread your boots.
Okay, Keith. Your question, dude. Richest person for 1 year, then go back to making it, or twice your salary for the rest of your life? What are you going for?
Fucking cobbler, man.
I think I can do pretty well as the richest man for 1 year. I mean, that's kind of a no-brainer. I can kind of get things done.
Yeah, but you only get it for 1 year. What are you going to do? What are you going to do with all that money? 1 year.
Are you kidding me? Buy up yachts and real estate.
You have any idea how much pie gal I could play? How many parlays I could lay?
Very good hand, sir. And then they just drag it in this hole, and you're like, where'd my money go? It's worse than craps, where you're like, oh, I got a bunch of money. And they're like, no, I'm sorry. And the rake comes in, and you're like, what's open here, man?
Okay. Who hasn't talked? Tim, which one are you picking?
I don't know. Like, it's easy, right? Richest, you're talking about like $200 billion dollars. Do you know how many charter schools you could fund? How much food you could buy for people? Like, I would be the richest man in the world for a year. You could do so much good shit.
Yeah, like, how much money does Putin have?
But you just...
No one knows.
You didn't say anything that you would do for yourself.
I got everything I need.
He's got an Xbox and potato chips, dude.
I got
edit that part of the show out.
You know, I mean, potato chip bags I could crunch through on the podcast for that. So I would take.
You know how many podcasts I could shut down?
Right. This one included.
I'll tell you what, man. Ridiculous.
It would be the first one.
That cobbler shit is still ringing in my ears. That shit was funny.
Blueberry cobbler, for the record.
That's
one of them. So I would.
Call that word.
Before we jump to the next segment, I would definitely take 2 times my current salary. I don't need to be the richest person in the world for 1 year.
Yeah, you work for a warmonger. It's cool.
Why? I'm not surprised by
true
that.
True statement. Okay.
Right. It seems like you never swing for the fences, Josh.
Why would I?
Your play is safe.
I swing for the fences when I play intramural softball, Mike. That's about it. And you've seen how that
first you call it intramural
softball.
Swing
for the fence at fancy football.
Like when I play Friday night softball, I pretend like that's the most important shit on the planet.
Just off. You're like when I play intramural, that topic is off limits.
Yeah, and when Tim plays softball, he gets in fights as the coach.
Well, he had it coming.
He did. That was Bush League. He definitely had it coming. We're going to move on to the next one.
Let's not talk about fantasy football.
My daughter, she's a soccer coach. He got in a fight with a bystander. I have a picture of it. Maybe I'll post it for next. They turn their hats backwards and stuff.
What?
It's crazy. Yeah.
Can you send that to us? Can you send it to us like right now?
I actually
send it. Send it in the text. We got a text feed. Send it in the text feed. I need to see this, and I don't want to wait. We're gonna while you're sending it, we're gonna move on to this.
I think I lost that phone in Reddit.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's Christmas come early. This is Mike's dating profile.
Okay, so we're back at this topic. We swung for two wonderful ladies, Forever Cali Girl and Amy, last segment or two episodes ago or something. And we swung and missed. We didn't get any responses. One of them left the site. I guess when Mike asked if he could be friends with her, she left the site. And the other one...
Well, no. Hold on. What? I never got a hold of her. When I went to send a message, she was just gone.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't your request that scared her off the site?
No.
Okay, well, that's good to know.
I'm smooth, bro. They're not running after I say what's up. And then the other girl, Amy, I ran into her profile the other day, and she still has not read it. So,
okay.
How did she spell Amy?
A.
This is important.
M.
A to the M.
Y.
The I to the.
No, just Amy normal.
A to the M to the Y. Chicka.
So what we're gonna do is we are now.
I don't
going
have that
to,
picture anymore.
Ah, that sucks.
So Keith, I have to tell you, when you said the word choice was funny to me, because you said you got in a fight with a bystander. So it wasn't like another parent or a fan.
It was a parent.
I was just picturing like some poor dude that was like walking his dog. He's like, "You son of a bitch." He's like, "I'm just so a bystander."
No. Sorry, that was a bad word choice. But then we went to the pizza party like after the game as a final game. And the coach came up to me, and he is like a Syrian or Iranian. I think he's actually Iranian. And he was like, "Yeah, you know, that's just how I do it, bro." And I was like, "Yeah, you know, we're still at a U6 pizza party." And he's like, "You know, what that guy said to me was inappropriate. And, you know, our kids are doing what they do." And I was like, "Yeah, I get it, man. Like, cool. Thanks for sticking up for the kids or, you know, whatever." Like, but then he's like, "No, that's just how I get, man. Like, the rules are the rules." And then I'm like, "All right, man. I get it." And then I was like, this guy was still hot as a pistol, you know? I was like, oh, man, that easily could have been a fight.
Two things. Was he upset that you didn't have his back? And was that his accent that you just used?
No, that's
me. And if not, can you use the appropriate accent?
No. I can't do that accent. I might have texted you that photo, Josh, at some point.
I don't think you
did. I'm gambling at my kid's soccer game right now.
Yeah.
Not on my kid's soccer game.
You sent me that text. Well, dude, that'd be even better if you were gambling on Stella's soccer game.
People might get that hot over their kids, though, man. Like, that's the same dude.
It's crazy.
Hey, you know what? That's how I do. I just stick up for the kids. And then his own kid comes up. He's like, "Dad, can I have a quarter?" "Fuck you, Tommy. Get in the truck."
Yeah.
It's like, what? I thought you stuck up for the kids.
Oh, carried over to the pizza party.
It's like the dad for the running back out of Friday Night Lights. Throwing beers at the truck and stuff after the game.
I don't want your laugh.
Oh, man. All right, let's jump into Mike's profile. So we created this profile for Mike because we're convinced that we can do a better job finding women for him than he can do for himself. So it's on Plenty of Fish, ladies. If you're listening from Modesto, get up on there and find Mike. He's a great...
my way to Google it right now.
Yeah, dude. Let's see what Anna has to say about it.
See.
We've got Mike's pictures up there. We've got his title. We named him Sleepless in Modesto. His tagline is M to the I to the K to the E, because that was as creative as we could get.
That's what's up.
He's divorced, seeking a woman. What's that?
You can only have like what?
Yeah, it wouldn't let you write anything. You had like a 30 character max or something. Let's see. Let's get down to the good stuff about sleeping in Modesto, or sleepless in Modesto. We wrote, "I've never had an STD, but then again, I've never been tested. I'm one of the stars of an up-and-coming podcast, and if we date, there will likely be a guest spot in your future. So we're going to try and get Mike to go on a date with someone. And if, you know what, if she's the next Mrs. Mike, then she's going to want to get on this thing. Cause if she really matches with Mike, then she would, you know, the future Mrs. Mike would want to be on this podcast. I got a feeling. And that's really
X Mike.
What's that?
The future
X
Mrs. Mike.
The future X Mrs. Mike.
Wife,
that's right.
Wife number 14. That's what I'm looking for, guys.
So we're going to go on here and we're going to do a search in Modesto and we're going to pick a ladies to like, and then we're going to report back with what we.
I'm excited for this. Josh, you need to put the screen up because I only see you and Keith and Tim's keyboard.
Oh, yeah.
Not That's a Zoom keyboard. Meeting, but a Skype meeting. And I see you and I see Keith.
Yeah, Tim, aren't you on the Skype?
Oh, there you go.
Hey, there he is.
I'm Pee Wee Herman. Now I get it.
Well, the face he was making when he showed up on mine, it kind of looked like a bump. Woo!
That shit was so funny. Oh, man.
Tim, you're the superstar, man.
Okay, wait. Tim, can you see my screen?
Son of a bitch. I...
Hey, you can call me what you want. I've been called every name in the book, man. Yeah.
I'm ready.
Okay. All right. We're going to talk about Mike's choices here. We walked through Mike's profile briefly, and now we're going to talk through some of the choices that he has. So we're going to start.
All comments are satire. None of this is meant for libel.
Got it. I see one here, Queen Bee. If BBW isn't for you, I'm not for you. And we all know Mike. Mike, you've already said you like the big, beautiful women.
But before you click on it, I'm going to make a prediction.
Okay.
She's going to be a VBW. That means a very big, beautiful woman.
I mean, her picture doesn't look, but oh, this is filtered, isn't it?
Probably. Let's see.
Okay, here we go.
We're going to find out.
Oh, these are really filtered, it looks like. That's got to be filtered, right?
Hey, she ain't that bad looking, bro.
Mm-mm. I'm not a filter expert, but these look very filtered to me.
Yeah, she's probably filtered. But there's one thing that sticks out that's going to make me pass right away. She doesn't show a single tooth in 5 photos. Not for me.
Oh, you think there's a tooth problem?
Yep. So when they don't show teeth, there's a reason.
But she seems like a pretty healthy person. Doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. Ooh, doesn't drink, though. 5'5". She's a Libra, Mike. I'm a Libra. You like me.
I don't care. I don't care about that shit.
Enough to fly to Vegas. No? Okay.
Show me your teeth.
Show me your teeth. Okay. So,
That might be a new motto.
The beach conversation.
You could go back. Erase the M to the I to the K to the E and just be like, just show me your teeth.
Boss Mare 84.
She has a heart of gold. That's what I'm looking for, man.
She's 36. I mean, there's a little bit of a difference here.
Yeah.
Dude, someone's name is Jordy's ugly mom. Guess I'll stay single.
Hold on, dude, she don't look that bad. What up, girl?
That's a joke account, guys. Wait. Come on.
What do you think of that girl?
I'm gonna keep cruising.
No, hold on.
What?
Go back up.
Okay, Mike has requested Boss Mare 84.
Oh, nice, dude. She likes horses. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Tim, no, yeah. Tim.
It looks like she has some stink ass breath.
Can you tell us why you would agree? Why do you think she is?
Look at the picture on the left, and then the picture on the right.
Uh huh.
Her teeth are kind of like a. I don't feel like she does a good enough job brushing in the morning. In an evening, I just feel like she'd have some steak-ass breath.
But I bet she brushes her horse's teeth really well. Okay, we're going to move on.
No, there's some yellow there.
I'm not a big fan of Tim, but I appreciate his input. He shoots straight from the hip.
Sugar Pie 209, take a chance and see what happens.
Okay.
I know Mike likes a challenge.
Yeah, that piqued my interest. click on her.
No, let's click on Sugar Pie. She's 33, though, Mike.
Sugar Pie. Josh, we put in 30 for a reason, bro.
How about Sweetheart? She's all down to business. If you just say hello, I won't answer or I'll block you.
Okay.
What are you supposed to say?
Her front picture is a filter.
That's filtered as anything, right? Super filtered.
So, Just Joe 72. Let's do it.
What? Just Joe 72. Yeah.
Dude, Mike, I was totally going to tell you about Just Joe 72.
Just Joe's got no regrets.
See, or actually, it's page in some aspect.
It's actually not no regrets. It's actually no regrets.
Right. That's the joke.
Oh, okay.
That's like the joke. Like
the Snicker commercial, right? Yeah. Okay. So, haha.
Like the movie. I never watched it, but yeah.
She's seeking a man, wants to hang out.
Why she only got one photo?
I don't know. It's a really short profile, too. Outdoor activities.
Okay, so as I said before, it's like nobody reads these things. So.
Dude, she's 5'9". She's your height. You okay with that? I don't know if I'm okay with it.
I don't care.
No pictures in a vehicle?
I'm not trying to dunk a basketball on her, Josh.
No vehicle pictures.
I don't care about her blocking my shot.
Okay. Should I like her? Tim, Keith, what do you think?
Why not?
Yeah, totally.
How would you have control over this?
There's a lot of typing going on. Okay.
Who's typing?
Sure. I mean,
there we go. We're liking.
Hey, I got to be honest with you. I'm messaging some of these girls, Mike.
Okay. I knew somebody was going to have fun with this.
You can message.
I'm totally okay with it.
You can go for it, dude.
Oh, wait a minute. Did you see Me Hunt?
Me Hunt. Got it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude. I dig that.
Forward thinker. High energy.
Wait, the young lady with glasses just above her?
With pub?
Like she says hi.
With pub.
Yeah, she's straight to the point. Let's check her out.
She's in Sacramento. Oh, how's that 5 miles with him?
Okay. Hey, moving on. Because we didn't put 5 miles. We put 50 miles.
We're going to go to Me Hunt.
Because you thought
love doesn't have mileage, to see guys. It's not a set of tires, my friend.
What do you think of Me Hunt?
She's 37, but she's throwing off an old vibe.
She does look older than 37.
Me Hunt does?
Yeah. Oh, I'm not saying she's bad looking.
Forward thinker.
She has a business. She's a business owner.
She wants to date me. Nothing serious.
Wait. White skinned?
Yeah, what is that? What is that? Hang out straight.
White skinned?
Dress up with me or hang out straight teeth, white skinned. Works out regularly, healthy. What? She described herself as white skinned?
Well, no, she's looking for somebody with straight teeth with white skin.
No. It's about her, dude. It's about her. White skin. Maybe it.
Where are we to judge?
That's.
Skipper, dude.
Okay. You don't like the. Okay. Any other ones we like here between.
Oh, right there. That. Oh, no. It's Jacob.
Oh, no. It's Jekka. Yeah. What does this say? I've not been wooed. Good luck.
She thinks she's special.
It kind of sounds high maintenance.
Sleepless in Modesto. That's cool.
Sounds Sleepless in Modesto, my wooer.
Hold on. Angel right there, too. Those two girls right there.
Hi.
Yeah, I like that.
33. Yeah, all it says is hi! Exclamation point.
Yeah, straight to the point, dude. Let's not fill out our shit because nobody reads it.
33. Actively seeking a relationship in Modesto. Let's see what she's got to offer here. What's the second picture? What's going on there?
She's standing by a rock and some water.
In posing.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
I don't know.
Yeah, see, she didn't fill nothing out because nothing. She, like me, knows nobody reads it.
There's a picture of her face and a picture of her doing some sort of ballet pose in front of a rock. I'm not a fan.
You can't see her teeth, but I'm okay, dude.
I'm not a fan.
All right, you know what? This is on you guys.
Well, it wasn't for you to pick, Mike, so we're going to keep cruising.
I know.
How about Lin Lee, no games, 51 years old?
Why do I feel like Tim's messaged 10 girls already?
Oh, he has for sure.
I just hope he hasn't sent a dick pic yet.
Okay, never mind. We don't need to go down that.
It was actually kind of funny. Lindsay walked in. She's like, who's that for? And I said, babe, it's not for me. And she was totally fine with it.
Nope. Boondock Saint. That's a great movie, by the way. Boondock Saint is a great movie.
The pond. I like that look she has on her face. That weird, stupid look. Click on her.
Her other pictures are nice. She's a cutie.
Boondock Saint?
Tim's like 10 minutes ahead of us.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
It's nothing new. More later.
She's tall too. She's flying nine. Yeah.
Like, we're going to go Boondock Saint. If for no other reason than that's just a really good movie. You're getting liked, Boondock Saint. We're going to see how that turns out.
Oh, wait, hold on. That girl got on a fucking Cookie Monster onesie. Let's check her out.
Hi, 51. Miss MM.
And she got on Cookie Monster.
There you go. So her picture's in a Snuggie. Keith's probably getting a beer.
Right there. Whoa, hold on. Latina Princess 66.
Okay.
Oh, she's 54.
Okay.
Let's go.
That's a lot of filtering.
A lot of filtering, right?
And, okay, so if you look at picture number two, and she got the breast tattoo, never been my thing.
No?
Yeah, that's elimination right there.
What else we got? You see anything else you like, Mike?
Nope.
Wait, how is that not a thing that you like? How is a breast tattoo not a thing that you like?
Yeah, let's talk about that. I don't know. Open up that can of worms.
Nope.
I've just never heard anybody have an opinion on them one way or the other.
No, I've never liked that.
I think it could be done well.
It never is.
Ooh, how about this?
It's either a name.
This girl's doing deadlifts over here.
Let's see what's up. What she got on that bar?
TC2577. Let's see what.
Let's look at those plates. Was she?
Okay.
That's not. There's no weight. That's just a stupid PCB pipe she's stretching with.
But look at her face. She's looking at the camera like, yeah, what's up?
Oh, look at me. This was. She does got some thick thighs though. Hey, hold on. Let's look at those other pictures, Josh.
You want to see more pictures?
Yeah, she ain't bad, bro. Oh yeah, she got that big old Joker smile.
Yeah, I was gonna say that looks like that really does look like the Joker. Are you into that, Mike?
That's why. Yeah, she looked a little crazy. Oh, that's a good picture.
Okay, yeah, we're gonna go with it. We're gonna like her.
Okay. Yeah.
Did Keith get his beer yet?
I don't know what's going on with these two guys.
Right.
Maybe we should start just a podcast with the funniest dude.
Okay.
What's her name, Tim?
Stacy_809.
Stacy_?
Yeah, but really quickly before you go to Stacy, go back up real quick.
Uh huh.
Before you go to Stacy.
I'm up.
Check out Bonnie Love. She looks like she just kicked the shit out of you.
Yeah,
like,
she does.
It's kind of be like a fun night. Yeah. I don't know.
You get punched in the face a lot. Talk about.
Okay, but check out Stacy 809.
Oh shit. Hold on. Let's see. Okay. Let's be honest, she's way out of my league. Way out of my league.
Really?
But it don't hurt to say hi.
We're going to say hi.
Yeah.
She's not out of your league, man.
She doesn't drink. Dancing, swimming, playing games, likes golf, chess, card. Ooh, chess? She might be out of your league in a couple different places.
Wait a minute. What makes you think I don't play chess?
I'm not saying you don't. That's what I meant. But
dude, I challenge her to a match. What's her name? Stacy something?
Yeah.
I challenge you, sweetheart, to a chess match.
You think she's listening right now? Is she our caller?
Maybe.
What about C Valley?
Okay, wait, no, hold on.
Listen.
Not only do I challenge her, but loser puts out. How about
that? Okay, I have a huge concern here.
Set the stakes.
Go for it, Tim.
Okay. Just go with me, okay? Check out Stacy. Now, I married my best friend, most beautiful woman in the world. Now, Stacy is also attractive. It scares me that somebody that attractive could be 41 and single. I think there's some shit wrong with her.
There's definitely
something.
I want to find out what's wrong with her, Tim. Tim,
they're on this site. There's something wrong with them, bud.
Yeah, I want to find out what's wrong with her.
How is that girl single? Too. That's what I'm saying.
Well, we'll find out. We're gonna see if she responds to Mike.
Okay,
I found Mike's future though, right here. I found her.
Yeah, I'm kind of digging her.
Sea Valley, man. This is the girl right here. Yeah. She's 38. She lives in Modesto.
She's a Giants fan.
She drinks socially. And listen to this. Just like many others, I like to camp, fish, road trips, beach, Giants, baseball games. Hello, 49er games. You got a football fan.
She's attractive, tall man.
Well, what's tall to her? She's 5'2", dude. 5'2". So you're tall.
Okay.
Sea Valley's your girl.
Okay, yeah. Let's reach out to her.
That's my pick.
Okay.
And we've gone with four. So I think we're good.
Stacy. Let me tell you how this plays out if Stacy and I went on a date. We'd go on a date. We'd have a good time, obviously, because I'm fucking fun.
Yep.
And then I'd bring her, and she'd appear on our podcast. And the next week, you guys probably wouldn't hear from me ever again.
You'd be gone? She would kill you? Is that what we're getting at?
Yeah, probably.
She doesn't show any teeth either. It's a problem
she
for Mike.
Need to show teeth, Josh. When they're that hot, sometimes you just go past that rule.
Okay. I think you guys think she's more attractive than I do, but that's okay.
Who?
Stacy. But I like Sea Valley for Mike. I want to see how that goes.
The three funniest guys I know would like to put a big thanks out to our sponsor, Hand Drawn Records and Hand Drawn Pressing. The bands that you're hearing on the show, like Exit 380, The Screaming Thieves, Andrew Tinker, Brandon Callie's band, Cutthroat Finches, and Heart of the City are all under the Hand Drawn Records record label. So thanks for the rights to the music, Hand Drawn. This local company based out of Dallas has done a great service to the show, and we really appreciate y'all.
Okay, so we got done. We picked a few ladies for Mike. We'll see if they respond, and then we will get back to you with how that went. But next, we're going to move into What's Up With That.
What are the modern-day bowl cuts and JNCO jeans? We're going to talk about some fads and some trends that we've seen recently. We're going to ask, what's up with that?
Okay, anybody have a juicy what's up with that topic?
Can I already kick it off with people taking photos in their car? Can we not? That's always surprised me. They're always driving, taking selfies. I mean, it's crazy. Or at a drive-thru? I don't know.
While the car's moving?
I don't know. I can't tell. It's a picture. It's not like a GIF or anything. Like, it's just a weird place to take a photo. It means you're hiding something, and I don't like it.
Well, they could be hiding a beer in their lap going through a car wash.
Okay, that's specific.
That's a really specific idea.
Well, I could only share my own experiences.
Okay.
Oh.
I mean, I may be driving home down the main road, and I have a beer between my lap, but I don't snap a picture. I mean, I drive responsibly.
Okay. Can I tell a quick story about that exact situation?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys know, the listeners may not. I was a state trooper at one point in my life, and I stopped a guy one time because I literally saw him holding a beer can and drinking it while driving. And I stopped him, and I get up to the car door, and I'm thinking to myself, like, he's going to try and hide it, right? I mean, if you're drinking a beer, you're probably going to try and hide it. This guy is still holding the beer in his hand when I get to the window, and he's got a six-pack ring sitting next to him in the passenger seat, and three of them are gone, and there's two empty beer cans sitting on the passenger side floorboard, right? So he's like, "Hey, officer, how's it going?" And I'm like, "It's good. The reason for the stop is because you're actively drinking beer while you're driving." And he goes, "Yeah, that's correct." And I go, "Are you aware that that's not legal?" And he goes, "What do you mean? I'm not drunk." And I go, "You know, sir, it's illegal in the state of Texas to drink and drive. There's an open container law that doesn't allow you to do that." And his response is basically, "Well, that's ridiculous. I'm not drunk at all. You can test me." And I'm like, "Well, how many beers have you had?" And he said, "Well, you can see right here." And he holds his ring of beers up. He goes, "Well, I got three empty, and I'm holding one, and it's about half full. So I'm like two and a half in. I'm just drinking on my way home from work." And he is just flabbergasted that that's illegal to do. Is this not something that people know?
I'm going to side with the driver in this situation. Okay. A, it's Texas. If I move to Texas, I expect that to be one of the privileges I gain. Come on. What's the difference if you're drinking while you're driving three beers or if you had three beers at the bar before you got in the car?
Is beer it's drinking, too, in Texas? I don't know.
Is what, Keith?
Is beer drinking in Texas? Some states are like, "Oh, that's just at a beer bar. That's what you do. You're 18.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
it's 1974. Thing, you know.
Yeah.
But it's not legal to actively drink while you're driving down the road.
Look, we all didn't go to state trooper school, brah. Okay. We go to six-pack school, brah.
I just thought it was well known that you can't, like, just start popping and chugging beers on your way home from work.
How badly did he beat that guy? In California.
I didn't. I mean, I wrote him for open container, which is the equivalent of a speeding ticket, because he wasn't drunk.
That's kind of a dick move. In California, it's well known.
No, that's pretty nice. Like, I'll give you a nice on that one.
Like if I move to Texas, I expect that to be one of my privileges.
Did Montana just revoke theirs in like 2005 that you couldn't have an open container? You know, state laws are wonky at best.
I don't know. I just thought that was kind of a well-known thing.
Texas state laws. She just let slide.
Yeah. Why?
Okay.
Josh is like, did you know that it's illegal for you to have an open container? By the way, in your back seat, I love the 17 AK-47s that you have. Those are real nice weapons. Hey, have a nice day. Seg?
Yeah. That's exactly right. I don't understand where there's confusion.
Go Trump.
I just don't understand the confusion.
Here we go.
So we'll move on. That was a great what's up with that topic. Tim, do you have one?
Yeah, what's up with the Foo Fighters on Saturday Night Live? Did you see them?
Oh, jeez.
I didn't see them. Nobody watched them.
Oh, my gosh.
First of all, Chappelle killed it.
Dave Grohl looks like he is like 2 days away from the grave. Looks like shit.
Well, he's been a rock star for like 30 years.
Rock star, yeah, right. Let's ease up on that.
Well, you're a Nirvana fan, are you not?
I'm Kurt Cobain. Nobody knew Dave Grohl until he went to the Foo Fighters. Anyway,
went out on top, bro.
They sounded so bad. And here's the thing: for the average listener, name three Foo Fighters songs. No. Name four. And
I don't even know who the Foo Fighters are.
I could probably name three, and they'd probably be off their first album. I can name Everlong. I can name Heroes. And now the Mentos one, and I might have doubled up.
Anyways, Foo Fighters, again, if you're listening, you have my account. And I do my pinky finger, but go suck a fat dick.
Okay, so this podcast, we just might as well rename the podcast to Dave Grohl will never sponsor this podcast.
But as soon as Tim meets Dave Grohl, he'll
cave.
Get on his knees. Yeah,
right?
Cave, I'll tell the fucker.
You're like one of the best rock bands.
You got a lot of money,
bands.
But you suck.
Oh, my gosh.
How Queens I know of the you were Stone Age is decent. Queens of the Stone Age is decent. We do that? No?
I feel like My Chemical Romance is the better version of Foo Fighters. Oh,
here we go with this again.
Oh my God.
What are you, a 13-year-old emo'd out girl?
I can't even. Like, I could name three Foo Fighters songs. I can't name My Chemical Romance at all.
Thank you. Thank you, Keith. Golly, does anybody else have a what's up with that? Keith?
Yeah, people who take pictures in their car.
You got that. Mike. Let's rerun it. Let's run through it again. People are getting, I got a story about this. I pulled this guy over this one time. No, okay, Mike.
Boring story. Hey, cop story. Great.
How about, this is pretty popular in California. How about people who sag their pants below their ass?
Oh.
I never understood that. So I was on Reddit. Are you guys familiar with Reddit?
No.
Yeah, very, very much so. I love it. Read it every day. Be honest.
Okay, at least somebody's with me here.
That's what I know what a mechanical keyboard is. You know, this is where I get hip.
Yeah, I'm still not hip. But anyways, one of the questions on there one day is name a fad you just don't understand. And so I typed on there talking about sagging. And so one gentleman took it upon himself to explain to me that in the bad neighborhoods, people sag urban to culture. Show that they are not carrying a weapon. And my thought was, well, yeah, so I
grew up in Neenah, Wisconsin. Let me tell you about it.
Okay.
It's 30 minutes south of Green Bay. I never was in an urban area in my life, but let me tell you about sagging. The joke just stopped there.
That was it. That was the whole joke.
That was it. I laid it out there. Once I said Green Bay, you guys were supposed to laugh. It didn't land quite well.
I didn't know. I was thinking maybe there are some rough neighborhoods in Wisconsin.
See, that's the problem, Keith. You assumed all of us had some sort of information right. or intelligence on Wisconsin. Well, none of us do.
Southern Canada, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, go on.
Josh, you know your state trooper story?
Uh-huh.
You just told. I don't know why I do this, but so I'm kind of like anti-establishment, but I work for like the Fortune 1 company.
And, yep.
But I like to be anti-establishment.
Yep.
For some reason, I freak out when I get pulled over. I don't know why, but I actually got pulled over when I was on the phone with Josh and our buddy Dave coming back from a volleyball, co-ed volleyball match.
Oh my God. So
the cop pulls us over and I go into the
leave this strip club.
I go into this like a convenience store parking lot, and he comes up, young guy, he's maybe, I don't know, 22, like he's super young. And he goes, "Well, hey, sir, do you know why I pulled you over?" And I just freak out. And I'm like, I guess I was swerving pretty bad. And he goes, "What?" He's like, "No, your headlights weren't on." I'm like, "Oh, okay, thanks." I don't know why I freak out. I was swerving pretty bad. He's like, "No, I don't. Why did you say that?"
You were driving great, actually. You stuck right in the middle.
I pulled you over to congratulate you.
Wow. It was incredible how really straight you were driving, considering you didn't have any lights on.
Sorry, Mike, I cut you off.
No, that's okay. I mean, I just—you guys have seen it on the streets, right?
I always thought it for stealing things. That's what I always knew it as.
But like, it shows everything.
Yeah, so but my if you friends like just a, shoved as baggiest. They brought the biggest pants they could do.
You know,
they would just shove stuff down their pants.
Have you ever seen someone try to run when they're doing that? That's the best part.
Yes.
I literally just had this experience when we were in Vegas. We're driving to the airport as we were leaving, and we were on the freaking 15 freeway, and there's somebody on the shoulder of 15, and for whatever reason, this person was running for everything he had. And he was sagging way below his ass, right? And if you've seen someone run while sagging, it is one of the funniest things you can ever see. But like the legs spread wide while still trying to run, but kind of holding your pants. Like, and it just, and that's where I totally agree with you, Mike. You look like an idiot in just about everything that you do while you're doing this. And I cannot understand why somebody would want their pants to almost be falling off at every second.
I don't know. It's my understanding that in prison, that was your way of advertising what you had to offer. And then on the streets, people do it.
Oh, my Lord. I don't
get it.
Huh.
You guys have never been to prison before?
Well, no.
Nope. I'm the only
Not
one.
Not that prison.
No.
I'm the only one.
Nope, haven't done it, Mike.
He said county.
Never. Lately, I haven't been wearing a belt though, and I've been playing a lot of sports with my kids, and there's a lot of like side pull up. You know, it's not cool. I should wear a belt.
Not a good look. Put a belt on.
It's terrible. And my corduroys, like pulling them up.
You do rock the corduroys, man, and I love it.
Dude, all the time, man.
I love it. All right, that's good. We're going to move on, and we're gonna start asking you guys some questions. It's trivia time.
Pop quiz. Just because you're funny doesn't make you smart. This is trivia we should know.
Okay, trivia time this week. We're going to talk, let's see, what did I do with this one as far as themes? I don't think I have a theme on this one. I do. It's based on you guys talking about the best movie of all time, and I'll leave it at that, and you'll understand what I'm talking about.
I've been watching nature videos all afternoon. That peregrine falcon question was bullshit.
Well, there's some other ones mixed in, Keith, so it'll be okay.
All right. I've been watching this shit.
We're going to start out in no particular order. Let's do Keith first, since he's been out for so long and been waiting for this and studying, apparently, for this trivia time.
Studying.
That's right. It's going to be true or false, Keith. Your first question. This is for 1 point. Idina Menzel sings Let It Go 20 times in Let It Go from the Frozen song. True or false?
The phrase let it go?
Let it go.
The word let it go. More than 20 on the dot?
Yeah, what's 20
that,
times.
What would that sound like, Josh?
True or false?
Can I get two of them?
Let it go.
I think
let
it's,
it go.
Here's what right? I will say. I think it's false. I think you're at an under at 20.
You are correct, sir. It is 21 times that she says it in the song.
Send me to the sports books, boys. They get scared. They get scared.
Okay. All right, Tim, we'll go with you second. This is a true or false question. The unicorn is the national animal of Scotland. True or false?
Oh, gosh. True.
True. That's correct. The unicorn is indeed the national animal of Scotland.
I would have thought it was Nessie. Can I jump in?
Nessie, yeah.
Nessie, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. But it's not. It's a unicorn.
You threw a curveball.
What are your thoughts about Nessie?
Fake.
Totally.
What?
So, are you saying fake for everything? Like, Nessie was fake?
No, Nessie was fake. Sasquatch is real. Sasquatch is real. Aliens are real.
My kids are... No. Simon's really getting into this supernatural world. I'm going to let him explore it until it's like, hey, bro. Loch Ness Monster is fake. It's
fake. No,
I'll let him figure out.
Nessie's real. Aliens are bullshit.
Aliens are fake? Really? You think Nessie's real, but aliens are fake?
Yes.
Wow. In the universe, there's like a million or billion gazillion planets, and you think there's no other beings out there?
I'm not interested.
Oh, wow.
This is a weird place, bro.
Not interested.
Not interested. Hey, you remember that mermaid thing that came out? That mockumentary that came out?
I remember it.
Dude, I believed the shit out of that for like 2 days. I was in work. I was like, have you guys seen this? There's fucking mermaids. And then they're all just laughing at me for like 2 days.
You know, sailors used to have sex with manatees. That's where that theory came from. Jesus Christ.
I'll buy it. I'll buy it. For my Navy friends out there.
Yeah, all your Navy friends.
Okay. Mike, you have the next question. And it's a 2-point question, but don't worry. I will get back to your 1-point true false question. It gets in the mix, but this is a 2-point question, okay?
All right.
World War II began in what year? 1905, 1919, 1910, or 1914?
Wait, World War II?
World War One, sir. World War One.
I thought you said two.
Misspoken.
World War One began in
two,
what year?
Right?
He did. He did.
Okay,
that's
sorry.
A point. That's
my
a
bad.
Yeah, just give me my 2 points.
No, okay, so that's what year?
Okay, can you please restate the question?
Yes,
properly?
I can. Is it 1905, 1919, 1910, or 1914? World War One.
Fuck, I don't know. 1910?
That's incorrect. It is 1914.
Yeah, close.
Okay.
I misspoke, just like you misspoke.
Somebody got shot in 13, and then, you know, it took a little while to get it going.
Okay. Keith, you're up next. You get another true-false question.
Manatee sex? Because I know a lot about it.
Did you guys see that movie, 1917?
I did. Mm-hmm. I wanted to.
Did you like it?
Mm-hmm. It was all right.
Some people loved it. Some people thought it kind of sucked. So.
It was horrible.
I like Dunkirk.
I didn't see that one.
I didn't either.
Yeah, that was good. Watch it on a plane.
Did you see that one with the guy that was a pacifist and he went in the army or whatever?
Yeah.
He refused to carry a weapon.
That one was pretty good.
That movie was the biggest turd I've ever watched. Spider-Man is a pacifist and he's the only guy who can save all these people. Get the fuck out of here. Sorry. My wife said I can't swear this much on podcast.
I'm done.
I just hate movies.
I guess we're all done.
Unrealistic.
All right. Keith, you're up next on the true false, my man.
Go ahead.
This is for 1 point. True false. There are two body parts that cannot heal themselves.
One's a tooth, for sure.
Okay.
Because you have cavities and you have to get them filled. And the other is the... I'm just going to go with the brain, just out of whatever.
So, true or false, there are two body parts that cannot heal themselves.
Oh, that's true, but I was going to get two of them.
Nope, it's false. The only one is teeth. You mentioned it.
Damn it.
Okay, Tim, you're up next. 2-point question.
God.
Which war caused the greatest loss of life for Americans? Is it World War II, the Civil War, World War I, or Vietnam?
Oh, boy. I would have to say Civil War.
That's correct, sir. The Civil War.
He gets all the easy ones.
That was easy? I didn't think it was easy.
It's like plenty of fish. A trivia question. Yeah.
Okay. So Civil War is the correct answer. 620,000 casualties, more than all three of the other ones combined, just for fun.
Cheers to all the Union soldiers.
There you go.
You're like, which war had the most casualties? Civil War. Then you're like, hey, Mike, name those 600,000 people who died. Yeah.
Okay, Mike, well,
which battle of the Civil War had the most casualties?
Antietam, Battle of Antietam, right?
Ooh, I think Gettysburg? I don't know. Somebody look it up. I don't think it was Gettysburg.
Wikipedia page up.
Okay, so, Mike, you're up next. You ready?
Sure.
This is a true-false. True or false, a lion's roar can be heard from 5 miles away.
False.
That's true, sir.
That was a baited question.
I haven't heard it.
You haven't heard it, so it can't be true.
No.
Okay, Keith.
Gettysburg is over 10,000 more casualties, guys.
Come on. Oh, okay. So it was Gettysburg.
But of Union soldiers, the only ones that count. Let's just...
Okay. Okay, Keith.
Wait a minute. Wait.
Yeah, go ahead.
You guys have to go into this on this show.
We're not. I'm just talking facts. All right, let's go ahead.
I'm always in a perfectly good mood, Josh.
Keith, your next question is, what does the D in D-Day stand for? Is it Dunkirk, Dooms, Day, or Dwight?
D's interesting. It's Dooms.
What was that?
I really want to say D's days. But I think it's Doomsday.
You're gonna go with Dooms?
Isn't it just day?
It's day. That's correct. In the military, it was used as the countdown. So the day before June 6th would have been D-1, and God, D stood for day.
I'm on the whipping post on this one, man.
Okay, Tim, you're up next. True or false? There haven't been a lot of correct answers here. Tim's winning right now, but there haven't been a ton. Tim, true or false?
Another softball.
True or false, there is a country that is smaller than New York City's Central Park.
Oh, I don't know. I would say true. Monaco.
Okay, you didn't have to tell me what country it was. It is true, and the only country that is the smallest country in the world, and the only country that is smaller than New York City's Central Park is Vatican City, which is actually a country.
I've been there.
Huh.
There you have it.
I hated it. Only person in the world who's ever hated going to Vatican City.
Yeah?
Yeah, you just walk through a hall of pedophiles, so you're just like, yeah, fuck out of here. Grew up Catholic, by the way.
Monaco's not a country, is it?
I don't know.
It might be. It's Monaco and then, like, Luxembourg, right?
Mike, you're up.
Those are the three.
You know, when I was in Luxembourg, we saw where Patton was buried.
Oh, yeah?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
He was buried in Luxembourg.
There you go. Toughest man that ever lived. Okay, Mike, you're up. True or false?
A clown.
Madonna is not her given birth name. Did I just miss something?
No.
I miss it too.
I think I don't know. I'm piecing things together.
I just lambasted General MacArthur because he was more about himself and the people. Pulled out of the Philippines, a bunch of people died. I mean, come on. All right, go on. Sorry.
Okay, Mike, you're up.
Okay.
You ready? It's a true or false question. True or false, Madonna is not her given birth name.
It's interesting that you bring up Madonna. So about 8 years ago, I went to a Madonna concert.
Wow, that's your fault.
That's tickets. Awesome.
No, it was awesome.
Legendary.
But let me tell you how this thing played out. It was at the Shark Tank in San Jose, California. And the time printed on the ticket was 7 p.m. So we arrived probably about 6 p.m. sit quietly in our chairs for an hour. 7 p.m. rolls around. Guess what? No opener, no Madonna. 8:30 rolls around, and then all of a sudden, a DJ comes out and spins shitty records for about a half hour.
Come on, what kind of record?
People seem to be into it. I wasn't.
Daft Punk.
So about 10:30 p.m., maybe closer to 11, Madonna, 52-year-old Madonna, decides she's going to take the stage. And she was absolutely phenomenal. Anyways, this reminds me of, like, Tim, when we're going to roll our podcast, and he just comes rolling in 3 hours later than the agreed-upon time. So Tim is the Madonna of our show, and Madonna was not her given name.
It was.
Tim jumps right in.
You know what? Like, fuck Madonna and fuck Tim, too. You know what? Fuck these questions.
Her given name was Madonna Louise Ciccone or Sissoni however the hell you'd say that.
Detroit, Michigan. Or
there
something
you go.
Like compensatory knowledge.
I'm really glad that you told that whole story, though, to roll real strong into your answer to get wrong. Okay.
Let me tell you about the latest artist I ever saw. I went to the Bridge School Benefit. You guys know what this is?
No.
So in Shoreline Amphitheater, Neil Young used to put on this concert for a special needs school his wife was, like, part of. And it was dirt cheap tickets, but, like, everyone who played there had to play acoustic. And we just purchased, me and Anna and some friends, like, you could get $40 lawn seats to Shoreline Amphitheater. And who was headlining? It was Guns N' Roses, but it wasn't the real Guns N' Roses. It was the Axl Rose Band. And he showed up like 5 hours late, which we weren't there to see him. But like Eddie Vedder came out. He's big, like friends with Neil Young or whatever. And he's like, I can't believe I actually have to do this. I have to delay a concert for special need kids because Axl Rose won't show up. So I got a couple of songs I'm just going to sing off the cuff. And it was like, yeah, Axl Rose is a total douchebag. So,
there you go. Wow.
Name and end.
Eddie Vedder's awesome, though. We saw him in Montana.
He's no Dave Grohl.
No, he's not.
Oh, my gosh. He's not even... Dave Grohl is not even the same ballpark.
Kind of
the
I agree with you. He's 2 tiers higher.
So what? Kind of holy shit! What? Yep. Are you so...
Oh, my God. Why, just because he doesn't have political views?
Tim, he lives in your neighborhood and you travel to Montana to see him instead?
He plays the ukulele. I get it. It's cute.
I feel like there's part of you all that's like serious that Grohl is better than Vedder. Nobody would ever say that.
I would.
I met so many of you Eddie Vedder guys that want to kick my ass every time. I'm like, he's good. His band's great.
You're saying Grohl is better than Vedder?
Yep.
We can play three instruments.
Agreed.
You ever see Eddie Vedder on drums?
Grohl, oh my god. What? I don't know what pisses me off more, the fantasy football league or this statement right now that's going on.
Yeah, you get both of them from me too.
Yeah, I'm fucking the bear. Okay. That's all I'm doing.
All right, go ahead.
I know Pearl Jam fans, so I know how to push the button.
I don't mind Pearl Jam. I don't.
I love them.
Okay. I do my Pearl Jam because they're fucking awesome.
No, they're great. What are you talking about? They're great. But Dave Grohl, like my man was saying, can play every instrument and sing. Unlike some people.
He can't sing. That's like totally objective.
Wait, so Eddie Vedder can't sing?
Yeah, totally.
Moving on. Let's
He just grunts and screams through most of his stuff.
And anybody can name 10 Pearl Jam songs right now. Anybody.
That was their name in their first album. Cute. Maybe not.
10. I like it. Good pull. First album. Okay. I don't even remember who's up now. This is not cool.
We're good. We're moving on.
Keith is up. Keith, you're up. This is for 2 points.
I missed the last two.
I picked a theme to go along with what you guys said was the greatest movie of all time. So you ready for some Shawshank Redemption trivia?
Yeah, let's
Here it comes. How many years was Red in prison before being paroled in the movie Shawshank Redemption?
Jesus, I'm just going to do a random 47. I have no idea.
Ooh, it was 40. 40 years. Yep. Tim, you're up next for 2 points.
That one.
Here we go, Tim. Your 2-point question about Shawshank Redemption. This one's cool. What famous author originally owned the rights to the film Shawshank Redemption?
Don't give a shit.
You don't care?
No, yeah, I don't care. I'm steaming right now. I'm steaming over here, people.
You don't even want to take a stab?
No, I don't fucking care.
Okay.
I'm done.
It is Stephen King. And here's a cool fun fact. Stephen King never cashed the $1,000 check. He mailed it back to Frank Darabont with a note that says, "In case you ever need bail money, love, Steve."
Eh, I wouldn't say that's a fun fact.
I thought that was kind of cool.
Do you know what I just read that fun fact actually stands for? Is functional fact. It doesn't mean that it's an entertaining fact.
Well, okay.
It's a functional
fact. Well, that was a fun without the ctional to me.
Okay.
Okay.
Whatever. I'm just saying. So, there's a time and a place there for every story.
Wasn't very functional.
Mike, are you ready?
Well, yeah, give me your bullshit
question. This is it. This is the last question. You need to get it right.
Yeah, Christina Aguilera's real name is Christina Aguilera.
Nope. That's not it.
Is it?
Shawshank was nominated for 7 Oscars. How many did the movie win?
2.
The answer is 0. You unfortunately,
fuckers. I get Shawshank the red question. I seriously get the red question. Is this like some ongoing joke right now? How many years was Red in prison? And I knew Stephen King, and I knew he got gumped.
Keith, everybody knew it was 40, buddy.
So here's the thing. Tim didn't even answer one of his questions and still kicked the shit out of you guys in trivia. 3-1.
Tim could suck it, bro.
Tim had 3 points, Keith had 1, and Mike had 0. Not that Tim cares because he's too busy, quote unquote, steaming.
No, he doesn't excuse.
Okay, Tim.
That's Pearl Jam album, so.
Tim, my favorite. as the winner of trivia, you now get. Let's just arbitrarily pick 15 seconds of uninterrupted airtime.
That's all. 15 seconds is a long time.
Tim?
I'm done.
What's your favorite Pearl Jam album and why is it Yield?
I can't stay mad at you, motherfuckers.
Right? Come on, man. Golly.
Yield's underrated. Come on. I know Pearl Jam.
Why
Come
is it on. Yield?
Jesus. Okay, no, I do have something to say.
Okay, 15 seconds, go.
Yeah, this goes out to my friend Kyle and everybody in the Glug Clan. Fuck you, Shelby.
Oh, I can roll with that.
Okay.
Don't know Shelby.
I don't either.
Yeah, sure.
But hey,
we
can end on that though. And
Shelby sound like a punk ass bitch.
I got a feeling I have a whole lot of editing to do on this one.
I'll put the boots through.
Hey Tim, did we get any hit check?
Let me check.
Did you get any messages back, Tim?
Probably from my wife.
Oh wow. You got a titty pic on there.
I'll try my wife's too.